Hood County Sheriff Roger Deeds says it's a day-to-day search and recovery operation among the very large debris field left by the tornado that packed winds up to 200 miles an hour. The sheriff says he does not know when residents will be allowed back in.
Not until we know that we've covered all the bases, made sure everybody's out of there and everybody's safe, and it's a safe environment.
Deeds says four men and two women were killed when the tornado struck Wednesday night. Two of the victims were in their 80s. Officials identified the victims as Glenda and Bob Whitehead, Tommy Martin, Leo Stefanski, Marjorie Davis, and Jose Tovar. Anita Foster with the Red Cross has helped hundreds of people deal with the grief and loss after a deadly disaster. She says when residents of Rancho Brazos do return to see the damage in the daylight, it's going to be startling.
As we came into the neighborhood, it was starkly apparent for a number of families that the loss would be everything that they have.
Foster says the Red Cross is in Granbury to provide temporary shelter, food, clothing, and tools for the eventual pick through what may be left and cleanup. But she says trained counselors are also in Granbury to provide equally important help.
And when people go through something as traumatic as what they've been through here in Granbury, they'll help parents know how to talk to their kids, work them through their fears, and they'll help parents learn how to cope themselves so they can be there to support each other.
Rancho Brazos is a neighborhood of 110 homes. Only 10 escaped the fury of the tornado. The storm tore off roofs, crumbled walls, and reduced many more homes to piles of sticks and twisted metal. It ripped other homes off their slabs, leaving nothing. Hood County officials say they're developing a coordinated relief effort and donation site for people who want to help. B.J. Austin, KERA News.